Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And okay, folks, for our remaining minutes today, it is your reminder that Mother's Day is on Sunday. And with that in mind, we are opening up the phones for your calls on the best advice your mother ever gave you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. The best advice your mom ever gave you. Call and share it with the class, 212-433-9692. Now, I said earlier through the show that it'll be the best and worst advice your mom gave you, and we'll take some worst examples too, but of course we want to angle this on Mother's Day week to be very loving to the moms out there. So mostly the best and a little of the worst advice that your mother ever gave you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Some of the things coming in already on social media. Best advice, Joanne writes, never walk into a room talking. Buffy, it is never a good idea to climb into a strange bed naked. What made her think of that, I wonder? Suzanne, root for the Mets. Oh, that must be from the worst advice column, and it's a misprint. Elizabeth, the only person you can change is yourself. Bibi, best advice, the truth will always come to light, so lying is a waste. And Alyssa writes, when you get to be in your 50s or 60, get all new younger doctors. This way they get to know you and care about you by the time you're older and less well. If you keep your doctors that are your age or older, they will retire just when you need them most. That, she says, and always look good on the first day of school because that's how everyone will remember you. So some of our listeners, best pieces of advice that they got from their moms. How about you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. All right, folks. The best advice you ever got from your mom, and maybe a little of the worst. How about Stephanie in Manhattan? You're on WNYC. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Is this best?
This is me.
Yes, best or worst?
This is best. This is best, yeah. Best advice is when you're going into a new social situation, a new school or camp or anything you're doing like that, you only need to make one friend to get started.
Nice, and get started with the one friend. And were you able to apply that?
Oh, absolutely. Many times.
Stephanie, thanks a lot. Marcia in Poughkeepsie, best advice?
Oh, I've got two.
Go.
One is when you reach 40, start keeping the weight off because it's so much easier to keep off than take off. And the other is when your kids grow up and you visit them, keep your mouth shut.
Marcia, thank you very much. Tony on our webpage, best advice. This might go with Stephanie's, make one good friend right away. Give it 6 weeks. Whether it was school, a new job, a new anything, she told me it will take 6 weeks to love it, hate it, like it, and make it work, writes Tony about his mom. Ruth in Highland Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. The best advice that my mother gave me was when I was 12, and we had come home from my annual visit from the pediatrician, where I was given a pamphlet that I had read about puberty. And later I asked her, what is masturbation? And she explained it to me in a very nice way, and she told me that it was okay to do and to enjoy my body.
Hmm. So, Ruth, was your mom Dr. Ruth?
No.
Thanks for your call. Charlie in Connecticut, best advice from your mom?
Best advice was, actually, I got it as a teen. And I think she meant it literally back then, but it's worked out for me very metaphorically later on, which was always leave the party while you're still having fun.
Ha. Thank you very much. Rivka in Brooklyn, you have a best and a worst, I see.
Yes. My mom said to me, if a boy ever bothers you, you know where to kick him, right?
Was that both
the best or the worst?
That's the same piece of advice. Rivka, thank you very much. Let's see, some of the worsts coming in on social media. Carmen, worst advice my mom ever gave me, get married first, pursue your career later. Marion, don't go to college in Boston. You might marry a Yankee. Worst advice. Irene, worst advice, make sure you have all your children before you turn 30. You and Carmen should get together. Adriana, worst advice, bless yourself with holy water when you feel depressed. Martel, don't walk when you're smoking. It makes you look hard. Kyla, worst advice my mom ever gave me, get a perm. And Isaac, worst advice, to rigidly stick to religious traditions in the face of adversity. Worst advice ever. All right. Judy in Long Branch, you have best advice from your mom?
Yeah, I was a little bit chubby when I was younger, and she told me don't ever wear horizontal stripes to make you look short and frumpy. Always wear long stripes.
Thank you.
Up and down
if you're that build. Right. Karen in Bronxville, hi. You have best advice?
Hi, yes. In college, a friend of mine was accused of cheating, and I was very upset about it. And my mom said, he's a good guy. He'd never kick a grandmother. Let it go. People make mistakes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Powerful advice 20 years ago.
On the worst advice list from our social media, Annalise wrote, worst advice from my mom, to bear others' bad behavior with eye-rolling tolerance. So it sounds like your moms were the opposite.
Said, let it go. He's a good guy, you know? It's not a biggie.
Thank you. Teresa in Manhattan, you have a best and a worst?
Yeah, combined into one. Don't expect too much and you won't be disappointed, which served me well in sometimes in my life and also may have held me back in some ways. So it actually depended on my relationship with my mom, how I took that advice. You know, I had that typical tough time when I was a teenager and getting into college, and now I have a daughter of my own and so appreciate everything that she taught me. And so there's both sides of the same coin on that one.
Right, because you don't want to tell your daughter not to expect too much. On the other hand, you don't want to have unrealistic expectations.
And so it's the conversations that come after that advice that are the most important. But boy, did that stick with me. When I was having a hard time, I felt like, why did she say that to me? And then when I was using it to get through something that was really tough, it was a help to me. It was the best and worst.
Thank you. Tracy in Brightwaters. Hi, best advice?
Best advice was always wear a hat. It gives a man a polite opening line.
Thank you. Lee in Manasquan, best or worst?
I'm not really sure, but I was dating a particularly troublesome boy from the quote-unquote wrong side of the tracks, and Mama told me it's just as easy, honey, to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor man.
All right. Sharon in Croton-on-Hudson, best advice?
Best advice, my mom told me to have children. I was thinking the world had too many people, but I'm so glad I followed her advice because I have two wonderful young men as my sons.
How about that one from Irene that I read before from the worst list? Make sure you have all your children before you turn 30.
I didn't follow that.
Thank you. Carol in Brooklyn, best advice?
Hello.
Hi, Carol. Best advice from your mom?
Yes. Never gossip, because the people who are interested in that will gossip about you.
Thank you. Sam in Manhattan, best advice from your mom?
The night before I got married, I asked her if she had any advice for marriage, and without missing a beat, she said, get your own way, and I'm still married 26 years later.
Thank you very much. All right, we have to leave it there, at least for the air. It's blowing up on our social media feeds, so on Twitter or on Facebook, you can post the best or the worst advice you ever got from your mom. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.